We have finally made it. Pitchers, catchers, pitch clock, beer, hot dogs. It all finally came to a crescendo as Major League Baseball has returned. The Chicago Cubs and the Chicago White Sox win on opening day. And if you missed it, we got a chance to hear Paul's predictions of the Major League Baseball season coming up here on the Sports Cubicle with the marvelous one, Dan Marver, Devin Tingle, Paul Shabari, myself, Mike Mercado. But we were able to talk to Paulie. We were able to talk to Devin. You even heard me spew some hot gas when it came to some baseball thoughts. But we couldn't start this Major League Baseball season. We couldn't celebrate this Final Four weekend without talking to the marvelous one about what he is seeing on the diamond over on Clark and Addison and 35th and Shields. We're going to concentrate over at Wrigley because marvelous, the Cubs, who would have thought, huh? An interesting game one against Milwaukee. We'll see how the series continues this coming up weekend. If you're listening to this, we have not seen the Saturday and Sunday matchup yet, but I find it fun that everybody's excited for baseball. Let's say big National League talk, Marver. I think people, whether they're agreeing with it or disagreeing with it, people are excited to see the new rule changes. And there are a lot of interesting teams. And then here locally, you have two teams that have the fortunes of either making a playoff run, being interesting, being competitive, or there are going to be a lot of people on the move. There's going to be a lot of new faces in these two stadiums. So what did you take from the first game of the season? What did you take heading into the first weekend of Major League Baseball? Marver, happy opening day. What did you think about the Cubbies hitting the field for the first time in 2023?
Well, the main thing that I noticed is the time of the game was 2 hours and 21 minutes.
It's kind of nice.
Which is actually pretty swift.
It's kind of nice.
And Marcus Stroman, you know, our Cy Young winner this year, was the first one to commit the violation of the clock violation. But every sport seems to have a clock now, so we'll get used to this clock too, I suppose. Will this tire out the pitchers more? Do they have to pitch more rapidly? I don't know. I mean, at the moment, it's going to have more action too because there's no more putting the shortstop in right center field, so that will help with as well. So I thought it was a good, clean game. You know, Stroman did a great job when Fulmer closed it up. Boxberger closed it out. It'll help some Thompson and our MVP of the National League, Dansby Swanson, did his thing. He was 3-for-4, and now he's batting .750.
Coming off of a struggling spring training, too. But this also goes to show, Marver, you and I talk about all the time, whether it's these kids who are in camp or these pro athletes in their spring trainings, in their training camps, there is such a difference between game time that matters and game time that's for practice. Mm-hmm. And he's just one of these cats that is a gamer. He's there to play. He's there to grind out at bats. His glove is out there to look spectacular on the field. And he's not going to be Aaron Judge. He's not going to be Juan Soto. Like, we know this. But he's the kind of piece that you're normally – he's the kind of piece that you're looking after you have that player that you're looking to solidify your team, right? Your foundation. And I think that's actually the harder player to find is the Dansbys of the world compared to some of these, you know, crazy Julio Rodriguez's of the world. Yeah, you got to be lucky to find them, but you find the boppers. You find the guys with the heavy at-bats. This is somebody who's going to do special things for not just him, but he has that effect of other guys' games get raised because of the style of game he plays. I think, and I said this on our predictions part of the this week's episode, that my biggest concern if you're a Cub fan is not the pitching rotation. Bullpens come and go. We all know that it could be hit or miss on any team, good or bad. What's going to be interesting about this Cubs team is the lineup. The lineup has the potential. Mind you, think about how many of these hits came from Swanson himself, right? This lineup is capable of absolutely going on hot streaks for 2 or 3 weeks. But It is also just as likely there are a lot of 0-for-4s with a lot of strikeouts on those scorecards at Wrigley. That lineup can do that, and that's what worries me about this team. We didn't see that in the first game, but and against a real Cy Young Award winner, they did seem to – you know, have their eye on that ball. And even though the only outs that Swanson made, he had awesome contact with it. So I think that there's a lot of optimism early on for a team that's going to go 162-0. But I think that there was a lot of nice things to see. Marvelous long-term for the entire season. Let me ask you this. Is this a team that could be, I have them at 82 wins. Do you think that the window really is 77 to about 84? Do you think that this where this team should be living at?
Yeah. Well, with that range, you're ahead of Cincinnati and Pittsburgh for sure.
Yes.
And
thank God.
And you're right there with Milwaukee, and Wilson Contreras already got hurt, so maybe St. Louis won't be that strong. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens. But the thing that I've harped on, you know, how many more games we have with Milwaukee? 13.
Yeah, you got to make them count. You've been on this, and now we're seeing it, right? Like all the American League East matchups and the NL West matchups. And we know this, like we talked about it. The Cubs are going to make the playoffs. They got to win the division. They're not going to get an extra wild card. There's too many good teams out East and West. So you're right. Any single time you can win a game like this against their ace is huge.
Yeah, it's very important. And, you know, that's a drop from 19, as I mentioned before. You know, the Giants and the Yankees, it's a lot of crazy stuff going on. I was worried about weather problems, you know, with the interleague games. And that may still happen somewhat, but, you know, where they will be like impossible to make them up eventually. But so far, so good. And actually, the weather today, they might have been able to squeeze one in before the storm hit. But tomorrow is another day, and we'll be out there again trying to stay perfect.
Let me ask you this, Marvelous, and we could talk a little bit more about what we actually saw. But since we had the thoughts of Paulie and of Devin to talk about what they see for the White Sox and the Cubs, when we get to October, I believe regardless of how this team plays, Cody Bellinger is not a Cub come September, October. Even if they're in the playoff race or not, I think they're going to, if he's contributing and they're a good team, they can't afford him and they're not going to pay him this coming up offseason. He's not part of the plan. And if that's the case, they're going to flip him. So I think that's one of those things that is for sure going to happen, whether or not they make the playoffs. So let me ask you this. Do they make the playoffs? And if they do, or whether they do or don't, how do you think this team is going to – what do you think Jed Hoyer and Hawkins and these guys are going to do come July, come August 1st when we're here? Do you think they're going to be active in the trade deadline? Do you think they're going to be active come October?
Do what they did in the last – they may do what they did in the last 2 years if they're not in the race and they – get rid of Boxberger and Fulmer others, including the fellow you just mentioned. But hopefully they'll be in the race. I mean, I do have my doubts that they can win the division, honestly, but it's a nice pipe dream. I mean, the thing that's really complicated for me to decide who's going to win the division is the fact that they're going to play each other fewer times, which I've harped on. And so what happens if the American League is dominant over the Central. And you know, so you're going to maybe 82 wins might win the division, seriously. So it's hard to say what's going to happen. And a lot of things can go into play, like injuries and the certain matchups at the certain times of the year. So it's crazy. You know, in my way of thinking, they might as well go get rid of the American and National League now and just have the Cubs and the Sox in the same division, Mets and Yankees, Angels, Dodgers, the whole thing. They would kind of follow up, league records, but it looks like they're almost there right now. So, they might as well do that. And I just don't like playing every single team, you know, rather than your regional teams more often, which is, you know, is great. I mean, I think it's going to be, look at the Seattle and the Miami. It's got to be insane for their travel this year.
Oh yeah, and I'm sure you know that there's some fun of Seattle fan base watching, like let's say Sandy Alcantara, and then Miami fans being able to watch Julio Rodriguez. Then there's also the concerns you talk about scheduling, about weather, about division races. I think more than anything, it goes to show that baseball is just trying to change like these other sports, like the National Hockey League, like the NFL, like the NBA. You have to start exposing your stars and your fan bases and these other cities to other places. Baseball is the ultimate regional sport, but you want to be able to, in an age where they're going to try to buy all the digital rights and they're going to try to market this game to everybody, and Shohei is going to be the biggest star internationally, they want him to be the biggest star nationally, I can see why they want every team to play everybody. I think it's a matter of time until realignment, until they redesign the entire structure of it. And it's something maybe we'll talk this All-Star break of. Do we just get rid of the American and National League? And do we do what other sports did? And there's no longer an American League MVP, a National League MVP, an AL MVP, a Cy Young or AL Cy Young. It's an MLB MVP and an MLB Cy Young. Because other sports do it, right? Just as many players. And there's only one NFL MVP. There's only one NBA MVP. So there's – and this is, I think, more important than anything, Marvelous. And I think they figured this out. They need to be part of the conversation. Rule changes, culture changes, culture adaption, and evolution puts you on the news, puts you on the little tracker, gives you a segment on shows like this, right? And I think that's something we got to keep in mind with these owners who are buying teams like Steve Cohen did or where Marty Moreno is trying to sell the Angels.
Yeah. Well, that's a good point because the popularity of baseball sort of went down during strikes and even the COVID situation hurt them, financially. So, and I think that there was some pushback on the All-Star game being moved from Atlanta to Denver that sort of, depending upon who you are, that sort of soured some people too. But be it as it may, I think that they're trying to, I think that live more action is good. So you're going to have more action, more quicker pitching, and able to get more hits into the, up the middle of the diamond and such. So, but I have seen quite a few games already where you're looking at the center field camera and there's somebody standing right in the way, right behind second base. I don't know if they're going to have to put in some kind of a fault line like in tennis.
Oh, these number nerds, these sports dorks are going to find every single way they can to expose every little thing they can.
So maybe what they could do is start on the shortstop side of second base and get a running start. And when are you allowed to cross the line to go into right center field?
don't tease me with a good time of chaos, okay? Don't you right. it. We want to know your thoughts, guys.
I mean, all kinds of things change. When we get to basketball, how do you like this? They have five guys standing out of bounds on the inbounds play. And that's coming too, because it's hard to press somebody in that situation. So there's changes everywhere.
Changes everywhere, and guess what? Either evolve or get left behind. And Marvelous, you are continuously evolving because you are always giving us some wonderful nuggets. And we got some more wonderful nuggets from the Marvelous One because it's the Final Four, baby. One shiny moment is on its way. We're going to get to that in just a little bit, but we want to know your thoughts. How did you enjoy opening day of Major League Baseball? Are you excited if you're a Cubs or Sox fan? Let us know on Twitter at SportsCubicleTV. For the Marvelous One, Dan Marber, for Devin Single, for Paul Shivari, I'm Mike Mercado.